We're joined right now by a first baseman for the Pittsburgh Pirates. He's hitting .284, 4 home runs, 16 runs batted in. He was the 61st pick overall in 2011. The Pirates, just one game out of first in the NL Central. They are hosting Arizona this evening, 7:05 p.m. Eastern. First baseman Josh Bell is my guest. Josh, great to have you on. How are you?
Can't complain. How are you, Jim?
Good, man. Good. Great to have you. It's a long season. I know you dropped a tough one to Arizona last night, 2-1. When you have a game like that, Josh, how eager are you to get back to work, get that taste out of your mouth?
Oh, yeah, that's the beautiful part about this game. You know, last couple of games have been kind of rough, but, you know, get to wake up, rinse it off, you know, get an opportunity to get the win tonight.
We're talking to Josh Bell. So one of the things you've said, Josh, about this season is, quote, "I'm living on the barrel." It's a great line. What do you mean by that?
You know, I feel like in this game, especially me as a corner infield guy, if I put, you know, two or three swings off the sweet spot a night, you know, I'm going to get, you know, a couple RBIs. I'm going to, you know, do what I need for the squad to get the W. So just trying to stay on the sweet spot, you know, for the most part, not alter my swing to get the ball in play. And if, you know, if I can, you know, hit a ball over 100 miles per hour, I'm probably hitting 600, 700. So just trying to stay right there.
We're talking to Josh Bell. I'm going to talk to you about your swing in a minute, but it seems like part of what that means when you talk about living on the barrel is you're going to rake with runners in scoring position. So how much pride is there in the way things are going right now in the sense that everybody knows that if they get on in front of you, there's a real good chance you're going to bring them in?
No, it's great. You know, it's fun baseball, especially with our pitching staff. Yeah, we got five guys that, you know, can keep guys below three, four runs a night. So if we're scoring more than three or four runs, we have an opportunity to win every night. So for me, being a cleanup guy, just trying to come out every night. There's a runner on third with less than two outs. You know, I'm doing my best to get the ball in the air, get the ball in the outfield, get a sac fly, or maybe a little bit more than that. So that's my game plan.
Pirates first baseman Josh Bell joining us. Now, you had a kind of a challenging season last year, and when that happens, there's a couple of different ways you can go, right? You can get frustrated and quit, or you can go to work. And in early September, I know you had a conversation with Clint Hurdle. What was that conversation like, and what was your takeaway from it?
Well, Clint basically sat me down and said, look, I believe in you. We want you to be our cleanup guy for years. But you kind of have to look yourself in the mirror and realize what the team needs of you and be prepared to bring that to the ballpark every night. You know, I was a guy that wasn't living on the barrel. I was a guy that was altering my swing to make contact in certain situations where, you know, swings and misses are okay in this game. It's being able to do damage. So he asked that of me, and, you know, I got to work this off season to try to really perfect that. You know, decent start so far. Rough skid the last probably 10 or so games, but really excited, like I said, to have another opportunity tonight to come out and help the boys get a W.
That's such a great line, Josh. I can't wait to tell that to my son. I've got a 14-year-old son who said something. His hitting coach hit him with the exact same thing. Swings and misses are okay. It's having to do damage, which is the big thing. I love that. I can't wait to run that back to my kid. Now, Clint.
Oh, yeah. Clint, oh, yeah. You got to get your A swing off in this game. You look at guys that, you know, do damage. You look at the Aaron Judges. You look at the J.D. Martinez. They're going to strike out over 100 times. I mean, they're – you can't fight that. You can't, you know, alter your swing as a power guy just trying to put the ball in play because, you know, me at 245, you know, I'm not going to beat out a ground ball. The guys are too good at this level. So I'm just trying to do my best to get four balls off the barrel. And if I do that, I'm much more likely to get a hit than, you know, choking up and putting a ball in play.
That's not what you're paid to do, my man. Josh Bell joining us. That is so good. So at one point you came out here to California and you worked out, but as you told The Athletic, I went out to California to further the idea that my voice is the most important thing. Again, I find that really interesting. What did you mean by that, and how'd you go about doing that?
Well, I feel like, you know, one of my things, I'm like a cerebral guy. I love hearing different concepts from different people. You know, one of those guys that has no problem reading different articles of what things are working for different guys across the league. And I got to a point to where my dad would say I was being too coachable. I was listening a little bit too much and listening to the voices that weren't the most important one, which is my own. So for me to go out to California and live on my own, pretty much for the first time in my life and, you know, work out the way I needed to. And I got introduced to a new hitting coach and Joe DeMarco, who works with me and like Austin Hedges. And he was Matt Chapman's guy growing up. So, you know, new guy, new philosophy. And, you know, for the most part, I kind of ran my work day. He introduced things. And if I didn't like it, I had no problem saying that that's not for me. Wasn't like, you know, he was a part of an organization that was, you know, paying my bills. So I have to say yes in certain situations. It was nice to kind of unplug and get my swing off and work on myself and show up to spring training ready to go with a clear focus instead of a clouded mind.
Josh Bell, first baseman for the Pirates, joining us. Josh, you did a video with the team where you talked about the fact that baseball is a game of failure, but you can use that failure to look in the mirror and say, who do you want to be? It's a pretty profound statement, actually, not just about baseball, but about life. Like, so where did that approach come from?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those things where you're going to fail. I mean, you've heard it 1,000 times. If you fail 7 out of 10 times, you're going to the Hall of Fame. It's how you deal with the failure. It's, you know, it's being able to rinse off bad games, bad stretches, and bouncing back with a clear mind instead of letting that doubt seep in. Because this game's so fast, any doubt, any anxiety, I feel like any game, you know, NFL, NBA, you know, golf, if you let any sense of doubt seep into your spirit, you're not going to play at your highest level and you're not going to play for a very long time. So, you know, it's about being able to bounce back after bad stretches and realizing that you're here for a reason. You know, we're all in the big leagues because we're the best from our high school, we're the best from, you know, our college classes, and we're playing against the best, so we're going to get out. But in regards to getting my swing off and doing what I do, you know, I love the opportunity to have success, just like, you know, any pitcher loves the opportunity to get me out as well.
Josh Bell joining us. So I mentioned my son, which brings me to you and your dad, Ernest. You and your father, Ernest, spent hours working on your game. And people might think, and you know how this is, right? Like sometimes when you're working with your old man, and if your old man's really hard, really tough, it's not always the best time ever. But you've always said, man, it was great. I got to hang out with Pops. It was always in good spirits. What were those sessions like? And how much did you just like playing ball and hanging out with your dad?
Oh, yeah, there's a pretty, I think it's a thick line between, you know, overcoaching and being that dad that's yelling at your kid from the stands, you know, to get your back elbow up or come on, son. Like, you know, we've all been on teams where there's that one parent that cares, but cares in the wrong way. And my dad was always the one that, and you know, he would push me up into that point. You know, he would let me, I had the pitching machine in the backyard and those wiffle balls, so I could pretty much smoke balls wherever I wanted. If they bounced off the house like a window, nothing would shatter, nothing would break. So he would let me have my home run derby, and then he'd move the pitching machine up closer and challenge me. He'd move the pitching machine up even closer. And it got to a point to where I would go 3 for 10 instead of going 10 for 10. And I embraced that challenge. He'd be like, bases loaded, bottom of the ninth. You know, I'm fifth, sixth grade preparing. He's like, oh, you know, Saturday night game and, you know, the ballpark in Arlington. You know, it's one of those things that kind of gives me chills knowing that I'm going back next week. And that was a stadium that my dad, you know, kind of implemented in my mind. You know, you're facing the Yankees right now. You know, it's Rivero trying to get you out. You know, what are you going to do? Two strikes, what are you going to do? It's a situation where I look across the clubhouse and I see, you know, players with their sons, you know, running around, you know, playing catch, you know, having BP after our batting practice. And, you know, it's definitely special knowing that my dad's watching every at-bat. You know, he's a guy that I can call after a good game. I can call after a bad game, and it's always the same message. Like, you got this. You're here for a reason. We've already trained. We've taken thousands more swings than anybody else. Like, it's just a matter of time, and it's cool to have him in my corner.
Talking to Josh Bell, I'm going to add one more layer to that. You go back to 2017. Your father and his father went on the annual Dad's Road Trip to Atlanta, saw you have an RBI double. What did it mean to you to have that moment with your dad and your grandfather there?
That was awesome. My grandfather hasn't seen me play since high school. And I was facing R.A. Dickey, and I'm not lying. I hit that double off the label. It was one of the nastiest knuckleballs I've ever seen. It was like right down the middle, but it moved. It seemed like 6 inches the last, you know, 3 feet in front of the plate. And I just dumped it into left field, and, you know, just being able to hear their voices from the fans, you know, it still gives me chills to think about. And it's just a testament to, you know, fathers in the community. I feel like baseball is a father-son relationship. And, you know, I still got pictures from my grandfather teaching me how to play catch. You know, my dad played football, but my grandfather was a baseball guy. So he taught me to play catch in my backyard and kind of skipped a generation there, but my dad kept it going. And it's awesome to know that I've got his support as well.
Just wrapping baseball with Josh Bell for a couple of more moments. Before I let you go, Josh, I got to ask you, you crushed a home run on Sunday wearing the throwback unis, which was an amazing look, and there's some incredible history behind that. How much do you like the throwbacks?
You know, we take a lot of negative backlash. Everyone says that they don't look that good. I think they're awesome.
I like them.
Just remembering the history. We got, you know, Dave Parker shout out. We have the if you hear any noise, it's me and the boys bopping shirts. And just knowing the history, knowing what kind of atmosphere to play at that level at that time was, and to bring home world championships at that time, it must have been an amazing experience. So just to pay our regards, pay our respects, and to win in those jerseys on Sundays, it's pretty special.
Josh, I'm old enough, man. Dave Parker was electric. And this guy was unbelievable. He was amazing. Listen, last thought. Pittsburgh is a great, great sports town. What's it like to play there and represent that city?
Unreal. You know, I grew up in Dallas, and you got the Mavericks downtown, you got the Stars downtown, and then, like, the Rangers and the Cowboys are, you know, 35, 40 minutes away, so... Being here in Pittsburgh, knowing that all three stadiums are a couple miles apart, knowing that we're all the same colors, people bleed black and gold here in Pittsburgh, and if you don't, you're probably getting trash talked to you on the streets, in the stadiums. Just to have that support, going to Penguins games and listening to that place light up, following the Penguins the last few years, definitely special. And, you know, just knowing that, you know, a couple of blocks away from our stadium, you can go to Jerome Bettis's restaurant. And when I first signed, that was the first restaurant that I went to, and they, like, took me into his, like, owner's suite, and there's, like, Lazy Boys brought out, and, like, there's, like, six flat-screen TVs in there. It's just, like, for him and his special friends, and for me, my first experience in Pittsburgh is, you know, sitting down and, you know, a Hall of Famer's Lazy Boy. Like, this is the spot where I want to be, and sort of the spot where I want to be for years to come.
Sounds amazing. First baseman for the Pittsburgh Pirates, 61st pick overall in 2011. Pirates only a game out of first in the Central. They're at home against Arizona. Josh, my man, you crushed that. That was so fun. Really good to have you on the show. We got to be sure and do that again soon.
Awesome. Sounds good. Hopefully more to come. Cross your fingers for us.
You know it. You got it, Josh. Thanks very much. Appreciate you. That was so good. That was such a good conversation. Josh Bell, Pirates first baseman.